Surveillance camera images of Tamerlan and Jacquard Tsarnaev catalyzed not only the manhunt, which caught them, but calls for more surveillance cameras around the country. The usual suspects took their usual sides on the issue. Law enforcement speaking security versus privacy advocates speaking privacy. But it's worth remembering that right now, video surveillance is a blunt tool. Technology is racing forward toward capabilities that will make today's surveillance methods and the privacy fears attached to them seem almost quaint. Christoph Bregler is a professor of computer science at New York University. His lab has received military and commercial funding to create the surveillance tools of the future. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I guess the main thing separating whatever tomorrow's technology is from today's is searchability.
That's correct. Right now you can search any text with Google and find it right away, but you cannot do the same thing on video yet. So we're working on making that searchable in a similar way.
I'm trying to imagine a zillion cameras deployed and the cops or the CIA or the Army being able to figure out exactly where I've been, who I've been with, and what I was doing, you know, with a mouse click.
Yes. So that was actually the initial goal already over 10 years ago. And we've been working on using face recognition, but also intrinsic biometrics. In simple terms is when you look 20 blocks down the street, even you cannot recognize a face. If this is your friend, you can recognize, oh, this is exactly the motion pattern of Uncle Freddy.
You mean his gait, his pattern of walking, his posture?
Right. His timing, his gestures, his body language. I'm from Germany, and when I'm in New York and I see a German tourist 20 blocks away, I can tell this is exactly an Italian tourist or a German tourist, even without...
Wait. You have Germandar?
Yes, I have. And we actually showed that computers can do that too. We can detect national background. Our technique can do this with 80% accuracy. We combine that with sound spectrum of how the people are speaking, the height of the person. We are getting to very, very small error rates.
Chris, I want to ask you about the Boston Marathon bombings. Police eventually located suspects by combing through a lot of surveillance camera footage, actually not government surveillance cameras, but private ones, I think attached to a Lord & Taylor store where they finally made their positive ID. How would that investigation change in the future that you're envisioning?
If you look at any kind of attack, there's always enough information there. It's just a problem. People couldn't connect it fast enough. What we're working on is to narrow down out of millions of videos down to like the top 100 events. And then a security specialist can go in there and then decide, yes, this is suspicious and this is not suspicious. So, for example, we know that 2 hours before the event, there was an entire bus of tourists coming out and positioned themselves at a certain corner. And we can track them and can rule out this set of people is less suspicious. And then whoever is left over is marked red. The most important thing is we can do this instantly.
Well, it's easy to see why law enforcement would be champing at the bit to get a hold of these tools. And it's also easy to see why privacy advocates are frantic, because you're describing the security state. You're describing Big Brother. The abuse of this kind of technology seems to be almost unavoidable. How worried should we be?
Definitely we should be worried, because the police has access to a lot of surveillance of video cameras. And right now, the technology is not there yet to allow them to actually process all the video. All the agencies are right now overwhelmed with too much data they cannot process. And I would even speculate right now that through crowdsourcing and the internet, all the citizens all together are faster than government agencies right now in processing it. We're all little brothers to the Big Brother, and we actually have much more power than we expected.
Nonetheless, we are envisioning a government who could, if they wished to and could get away with it, routinely follow us around which just seems so grossly not the American way. What do you anticipate will happen once this technology is unleashed?
We just have to get used to it, that we're less private citizens. We will most likely act differently in public places because we know in advance, if I'm out in the public, sitting in a cafe, I know whatever I do, somebody will track it. And so we might change our behavior.
Because the government is watching.
The government and everybody else.
Chris, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Christoph Bregler is a professor of computer science at New York University.